You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. I always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Amit Bambi on the line. He's founder and president over at Bambi & Associates. Amit, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about what it means to close the gap between strategy and execution. Lots of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening, and we all want to know, how do we close that gap? So we brought you on the show. But that being said, before we get into today's topic, I want to get a little bit further into what you're doing over at Bambi & Associates. Tell us a little bit more about your firm, please.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so a lot of what we're doing right now, much like a traditional management consultancy, is looking at the strategy of our various clients and figuring out what are they doing today and what can they be doing so they can either continue to be successful or can kind of pivot to become more successful, and then identifying some of the operations and helping them to really execute on some of that. And so, you know, giving them the full service from what are we going to do, how are we going to do it, and then helping them actually realize some of that down the line.
I think that's a great transition to today's topic. So really closing the gap between strategy and execution. Where do you want to start with that one?
Yeah, so I think that I'd love to kind of start at the beginning, right? When we think about strategy holistically and the way that people think about strategy, I think they are looking at it from two lenses. Either it's really pie in the sky or it's really a little too close to the ground and figuring out where the right starting point is.
So if somebody's in that situation, I mean, what should they be thinking? Like, how do they kind of get over that? Because we know they're not doing it on purpose, right? Like, they don't know,
yeah.
They don't know if they're flying at the right altitude and looking out the plane window at the right height. They're just trying. So where do they go from that?
Yeah. So we actually take a relatively pragmatic approach to it. I think that the goal is always to look at strategic vision as a function of where are we today, and then what do we actually want to get to? And so it always kind of starts with, let me figure out, I mean, you're creating a map is really what you're trying to get mm-hmm. to. So you need a starting point. And so you need to figure out, what's my current state? What's that process look like? What's that technology look like? What do the people look like there? And then, you know, who do we want to be? And that could be 3 years or 5 years away. But I think that's the place where, you know, people skip to the end and start mm-hmm. figuring out who they want to be without really taking the time to understand where they are, because you can't create that strategic vision without understanding both a starting and an end point on that map.
And so let's say that they're doing some of the legwork in the beginning, so they're getting closer to that. What are some of the things that can now, let's just say, put them over the edge to kind of bridging that gap overall? Like, what are some other things they should be thinking about?
Yeah, so I come from an ops background and a strategy background. Worked with one of the largest consulting firms in the world, and you know we. Yeah, you know, I think it's very easy to get caught up in the illusion of who you are. I think taking the time to truly draft it out, and you know, when I say that, I mean literally, let's put it down on paper, and talk about our process end to end, right? So this is what we do. This is how we do it. This is who's doing it, and creating that current state map of what we are. So that you can start looking at analytics. I love data. I love numbers. So mm-hmm. I'll always come back to, you know, you understand the process. Let's do an analysis of what's really adding value to our business today. Like, what are we doing that's really moving the envelope for our customers, for ourselves, that's really like making us make that real impact to people and their customer experience?
What are, So let's throw in another layer onto this. So let's just say that maybe some people have some strategic plans done that are pretty good and pretty tight, and this also affects those that don't have it in place. But let's focus on the ones that maybe do have it in place. What happens when we add in that like a layer of volatility, like maybe that's not necessarily under their control? Like what should they be thinking about then?
Yeah. So I think a lot of this kind of comes in. It takes you right back to understanding who you really are. I mean, we can't control the volatility. Things are going to keep coming up. Things are going to be in a changing state that you can't plan for. But to understand where you are, what you play well in, is going to be really important as to how you handle that volatility. You can't change it. It's what do you do with it? And I think where, you know, organizations that truly understand themselves do very well is they know they're not good at everything. They have a good understanding of here's the six things that really make you great in this industry. And here are the two things that we spike on, that we really perform well on. And so as that volatility is coming up, you're trying to figure out those two spikes that I'm doing really well on. How does that allow me to really penetrate that volatility in an effective way? Or do they not let me do that? And do I need to figure out a way to pivot? But you can't have that conversation until you can kind of go back to that first premise of where did we start? You're trying to hammer through to, I still need to get to that end goal. I still need to get to that same roadmap. You know, it may not make sense anymore.
No, I love it. And because the game may have changed on you, like, is what it comes down to, depending on the level of volatility, level of crisis, or anything else that's going on. The game may have changed. And if you don't realize that or accept that, the truth or the reality of it, then you could be playing on the wrong field.
Well, that's 100% right. 100% right. Yeah. And again, it's not the first time, not the last time. We're mm-hmm. going through multiple shocks in both the industries that everyone's in. And you could talk about regulatory change. You can talk about this from so many different avenues. You know, I've worked with clients that are in biotech. I've worked with clients that are in retail. And they are different worlds, but the shocks that come up and that they have to deal with, they continue to change, and being able to react quickly and nimbly to them, it becomes harder as you become a larger organization, and you get so focused on an end game that just, again, you're pushing towards it, and maybe just for all the wrong reasons.
So Amit, last question. So two-part question. So number one, mm-hmm. What are the right types of companies and or niches that you like working with over at Bambi and Associates? And then second part of the question is, what's the best way for those people to reach out?
Yeah, no. So we work with a number of different types of clients. So we've worked with companies that are $50 million all the way up to kind of the $50 billion marker. And I think it's really what we like to do is say, if there's a problem that you're dealing with, even if it's a bit ambiguous and you need help putting some structure around that, we function really well in understanding your strategic vision as it sits today, operationalizing and getting it done, right? Really getting pen to paper. And industry-wise, financial services, life sciences, we do 80% of our work there. But we've done a lot with retail companies. We've done a lot with CPG, but really like to function in that space. In terms of reaching out to us, our website, bambi.com, bhambi.com. You can email us, reach out to us there, or just email at info@bambi.com.
Fantastic. Well, Amit, it's been great having you on the show today. Thanks for coming on and giving us some tips on what it means to really close that gap between strategy and execution for all the business owners, entrepreneurs out there listening. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the comment section. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things you're working on. And Amit, thanks again for coming on the show.